On Radio Jackie this morning, I'm joined by Paul Scully, who is the MP for Sutton and Cheam. You were at the Leeds DigiFest earlier this month. How do you think things like robotics and AI can transform the sector?
So we've got a really amazing tech sector in the UK. We're only the third country in the world to reach a $1 trillion ecosystem for the tech sector. So there's plenty to build on. But we're already pioneers in AI and robotics. We've been doing it for decades in the UK. That attracts investment. But what it's going to do, it's going to help us in terms of improving our working lives, giving a bit more time to get rid of the mundane, do more focus on what we want to focus on. But of course, we've got to appreciate the risks, which is why we've got the Global Safety Summit in Bletchley Park coming up in the 1st and 2nd of November, when the Prime Minister is going to be meeting global leaders to understand the risks, see what we can do about it, so we can then harness the benefits.
Well, that is what I wanted to talk to you about, the safety of AI. Many people are sceptical about the use of AI, especially concerning things like deepfakes and job losses. How will the government make sure it's used responsibly?
Well, we're talking to people. There are companies like Adobe that are coming up with schemes that can watermark images and these kind of things. And it's important that we work through what works, what doesn't work, because we want people to have reassurance that what they're seeing is reality. So that's going to be difficult. It's going to take time to work through. The thing that's going to test us, of course, it's already testing us, is election disinformation and misinformation. We've already seen a deep fake of the leader of the opposition, Keir Starmer, that's been registered as a fake. But in terms of job losses, the jobs are going to change. They always have changed in terms of the economy. And we've got to train more people up. So that's why we're training more teachers to get computer science and data skills in at school. We've got AI conversion courses to bring in people to work in the AI sector that don't necessarily have a computer science background. And we've got the lifetime skills guarantee so that adults can also just retrain as circumstance changes.
So would you say overall that AI is a positive thing?
I think it is a positive thing. As I say, what we've got to do is understand and mitigate the risks. There are risks, so the challenge should be not to admit that. But we can spend all our time thinking about Terminator-style robots and how it's going to be the end of the world, end of everything, without realising the benefits, whether it's just simply making our diaries more efficient through to better medical diagnoses. I was with a company yesterday that are looking at neural implants to have AI and semiconductors that work with people with Parkinson's, for example, to improve their quality of life. These things are really already transforming the way we live.
Now, moving on elsewhere in technology, analog phones are being turned off in 2025. So a couple of years' time. We've spoken to many people, mostly older people, who feel this is too soon. How will those people be catered for?
Well, I think what we've got to do is make sure that we can listen to people and we'll respond. It's, what we've got to do is make sure that the technology, we can focus on the technologies that people are using. It's not just analog phones. It's the same with cashless society and with people that are having access to government services. So it's that digital exclusion. So what I've done is I've brought together a load of ministers in other departments like health and DWP, et cetera, Department of Work and Pensions, to see what more we can do to make sure that nobody is getting excluded. Fewer and fewer people have landlines these days, but we've got to make sure that there is an option available to them.
Now, we're getting reports of vandalised ULEZ cameras. What is Sutton Council and you as an MP doing to deter this behaviour?
To be fair, I'm not sure what the council are doing. You'll probably have to answer them, but what I'm calling it out. I think I can understand people's frustration, but to resort to vandalism is just not the way to go about things. You can't pick and choose what laws that you adhere to. So much as I hate the expansion of the ULEZ zone to Sutton and the rest of outer London, we've got to adhere to the law. And ultimately, when you damage a camera and it goes back up, it's us as taxpayers that are paying for it.
Well, that was my next question. Do you think people are aware that the taxpayers are paying for the repairs of these damaged cameras?
No, I think the so-called blade runners that are doing the damage are frustrated that they're at the end of their tether and they're kicking back. So I don't think they're thinking that far through. but they're kicking back. And I sympathize with the way they're kicking back because I hate the policy. But this isn't the way to go ahead.
The redevelopment of the Cancer Research District in Belmont took a step forward at the start of the month. What does this mean for Sutton and the UK?
Yes, yeah, so Sutton Council have found a partner that they've signed up to go into joint development with. What the Cancer Hub is going to do for Sutton, it's going to provide many thousands of really high quality jobs. For Sutton residents, it's going to bring new people into Sutton as well to spend their money on their higher wages, average wages in Sutton. It's part of the reason that we're connecting, improving the connection from Sutton to Belmont, improving the frequency of trains there. So that's going to have a benefit to wider residents. What does it mean for the whole of the UK? It means that we've got the Royal Marsden, the world-renowned cancer hospital on our site. We've got the Institute of Cancer Research on our site, that kind of has the proof of concept of cancer drugs. And what this does, this is the bit in the middle, takes the proof of concept to actually develop the drugs and the treatment that is then used in the Royal Marsden. So it's really joining up the dots. And we're going to have some transformative cancer care that's coming out of that part of Sutton that's going to be really good for the UK and indeed the world.
I know you're aware, and a lot of our listeners are aware, that there was a fatal stabbing in Wallington at the start of the month. Is Sutton still a safe borough?
It is. It is a safe borough. I think, you know, we've obviously got to be really, really concerned about knife crime. We had that awful situation of the 15-year-old girl in Croydon and then followed up by that murder in Wallington. And so there are these, fortunately, in Sutton, comparatively isolated events, but we've got to make sure they don't increase. And so there's plenty we need to do to tackle knife crime. But what I don't want to do is scare Sutton residents unduly. We are still a low crime borough. A lot of the knife crime that's coming in tend to be coming in from outside, people traveling into Sutton. But nonetheless, there's plenty more we should do.
You wanted to run for London Mayor. How would you have tackled the knife crime epidemic, and how can Susan Hall hope to get on top of it?
Well, I think, look, if you work backwards from the crime itself, I think, first of all, you've got to have really robust sentences for anybody carrying a knife, never mind actually using it, to deter people from carrying knives. There's no excuse to go out with a knife, and statistically, you're more likely to be a victim if you're carrying a knife than actually using it. We've got to have better stop and search from the police, intelligence led, so that they can, as I say, detect the crimes earlier on. That means more police on the street in those particular areas where knife crime is likely to be at its worst. But then if you've got a knife in your hand, it's too late. So you need to go back to education. You need to go back to actually primary school education, not even secondary. Showing children that carrying a knife is just a pathway to nowhere. So it doesn't just destroy the victim's life and their families. It destroys the life of the perpetrators as well, who will get a long sentence. And it'll absolutely wreck their life. A life in crime gangs is really no future at all.
Absolutely. I was going to say, it seems a lot of these knife crime incidents are carried out by young people, teenagers. Do you think preventative measures would be better, you know, maybe opening more youth clubs, because it seems a lot have been closed and maybe there's not really anything for them to do?
I think youth engagement is really important. Where, you know, how you do that, whether it is in a sort of more traditional youth club or where it's on some sort of format, I think that's not for me to determine. That's for the young people themselves to determine, because one of the reasons that so many have closed, it's not just all about funding, it's actually partly about, first of all, getting the volunteers to be in those youth centres, but also, are you engaging young people in a way that they actually want to, do they want to go to the youth club in the first place? You can't make people go there. So having innovation, imaginative ways of engaging young people to make sure you can get those messages across and give them something constructive to do is really important.
Absolutely. Now, early this month, you ran the Royal Parks Half Marathon on the 8th of October for Winston's Wish in memory of Emma and Letty Patterson. Remind people why you ran it.
Yeah, so I'm sure the listeners will remember Emma Patterson in particular. She was the head teacher at Epsom College. who was murdered in her home, along with her daughter, Letty. My partner is the head teacher at prep school in Surrey, where Letty went to school. And I took the call from the police when the call came through. And I saw her kick into action to tell teachers to get prepared on a Sunday ahead of the Monday. And it was just devastating for me to listen. And I can't, there were three school communities that were destroyed that day, that devastated that day: Epsom College, Danes Hill, and Croydon High, where Emma had been head teacher previously. So I was really moved to see Winston's Wish, which is a charity that deals with child bereavement. We went into Danes Hill, and where Letty was a pupil, and worked with the children to help them make sense of bereavement. It's just, you know, so difficult when you're a young person to have bereavement in a normal situation with your grandparents or whatever that you expect at some point to pass. But in this kind of tragedy, in this kind of sudden tragedy, it must be appalling. So I just felt I had to. I've raised £1,000. People can go to my Just Giving website, which is on my social media, pinned tweets, etc. And I hope they do give generously. Between about five of us, we've raised £20,000 for them. So it's an amazing effort.
So you chose Winston's Wish to raise money for. Did you have a target, and how much money have you raised?
So I've raised £1,000 myself. From kind donors, but my partner and a few other head teachers that have had that direct impact, they raised £20,000 between them. So they've done an amazing effort, because people in those communities really wanted to pay back and reward Winston's Wish for the amazing work they did. But people can go onto my social media, and it's still plenty of time to donate to an amazing cause.
And just talking about the actual half marathon, how did you find it? Were you pleased afterwards? How did you feel after you completed it?
I was pleased to complete it. My training was useless. I just found it really hard to find the time this time around. It's my third half marathon. I've done two marathons in the last few years as well, but this time I just found it really difficult to train. So I did just over 2 hours, 2 hours, 5 minutes and 39 seconds, I think. And normally I'd hope to get under 2 hours, but I was pleased with that. I'll take that. I found it hard, but it was fun as well. There's a great atmosphere around the course.